bother. Sometimes I just want a quiet life. Me and my baby, me and my lady. Times I don't want to get in the snowball.
You're listening to WPFW, The Messenger.
The adults have the music, my parents have the music, the teens have the music, but what about me? I said the adults have the music, my parents have the music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And welcome to another wonderful hour here on We Nation Radio, where we're going to just have some fun. We're going to learn about a lot of great things. In fact, we got some things in store for them today.
We sure do. We have this powerful song called Say Their Names by Miss Janice.
Say Their Names.
And that's from the All One Tribe album by the One Tribe Collective. And the video is just that much more
you have to see the
powerful
video.
And amazing. And
yes.
Yeah, it really moves you.
Yes, absolutely.
And to find out more, you can go to onetribecollective.org where you can see that video.
Absolutely.
And then we have We Nation Reads featuring Elizabeth Budd Brown and her story, Look At Me.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree.
Why was I going to say the same thing? Perfect. Love it.
Wow. But, you know, and then, of course, we have just some great, great music. Music that you don't hear many, many other places, but you can hear it right here. So thank you for tuning in to We Nation Radio. And in fact, I want to start off with, let's talk a little bit about superheroes. You have a favorite superhero when you were little?
Wonder Twins. Activate. Nobody talks about the Wonder Twins, but I love the Wonder Twins.
Well, I was a Superman fan. I know that they had the Fantastic Four, I think it was, when I was younger.
They did.
So I loved all those. And one that people don't remember was Ultraman.
Yeah, I think that was before my time.
I used to love Ultraman. I love it. I want to see all the children make your favorite superhero pose. And get ready for a secret superhero with 23 Skidoo.
I'm a secret superhero. I don't got powers yet. I wonder what I'm gonna get. Superhero, I don't got powers yet. I wonder what I'm gonna get.
Evil doers be warned, don't mess with me. I'm a kid that was born with a destiny, and my oath has been sworn to protect the weak. But my powers haven't formed, so I guess we'll see. I'll be adorned with accessories and cool gadgets, tools and magic beneath bulletproof fabric, and that's great. But for now, I have to wait in this mask and cape made of mask and tape. At school, I concentrate, my mortal men bore me. I'm on a case looking for my origin story. On the lookout for radioactive insects. Lightning hit that tree outside, I should have been next. Tried to fly, ended up in detention. Thought I felt powers, it was just indigestion. It's a question, the answers in those comics. Am I supersonic, atomic, a robot?
I'm a secret superhero. I don't got powers yet. I wonder what I'm gonna get.
I wonder what I'm gonna get.
I'm a secret superhero. I don't got powers yet. I wonder what I'm gonna get.
I wonder what I'm gonna get.
I feel like a caterpillar, wondering how his wings would look. Reading books and planning big things for crooks. Writing down one-liners, adjusting words, eating lunch like
justice has just been served.
Tried super speed, but I tripped and fell. No subsonic hearing, but I listen well. Told a girl one time that I'm telekinetic. Try to read her mind, she thinks I'm kind of pathetic. I keep trying to fly, and I hate bruises. Try to make things levitate, then make excuses. My fate's elusive, cause of power outages. I won't know who I am until my power hits. And lately it occurs to me, with great power comes great uncertainty. I'm a late bloomer, starting to question my future. Am I less Superman than Lex Luthor?
Am I a secret super villain and just don't know it yet? Maybe I'm a threat.
Oh no, I never thought of that. I thought I'd be the last guy to be a bad guy. But maybe I'm one of the evil people from the next sequel. Am I gonna have to shave off all my hair, build a lair in the middle of nowhere and keep the world scared? And strap weapons to zeppelins that explode in 23 seconds?
And learn to start sentences
secret superhero. I don't got powers yet. I'm too good to be bad. Just ask my super friends. So you can be glad. Cause good always wins in the end.
Elf really like hip hop music. Elf really like hip hop music.
Switch. Yeah, let's go walking. Mega on a stalking. Elk in the forest, tiptoeing, no talking. Looking for the elk, putting on a sneak. Do not crush your leaves, that's under your feet.
No
majestic
noise.
Mammals, the bulls are the males.
Boys.
Little baby calves and the cows, the females.
Girls,
white patch on the back of their rump.
Yeah.
They smell out the set and they do a jump.
Let's jump.
Hoppity, hoppity. They're hiding in the trees. 40 pound antlers growing on top. Up to the tree, break it down, don't stop. Hoppity, hoppity.
Big ears so they can hear you when you're coming. That's what they fear. Alert to the herd and they're gone in a flash. White rump in the forest and they do a dead dash. Dust to dawn, the feed is on. Grazing, browsing, and grinding food down. Digest it later, ruminator. They got great guts for stomach chambers.
Wild buddy, hot buddy.
Scientifically, historically, they live sea to sea. Habitat loss, cut their numbers down. Through conservation, they're making a rebound. Don't delay the day, you get to see one. Up in the Rocky Mountains, Yellowstone or the Tetons. In the fall, y'all all will hear the call of the wild elk bugle, make me smile.
Wild buddy, hot buddy,
yeah.
Elf really like hip hop music. 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 Elf really like hip hop music.
Everybody's got a little bit inside. It's called a little patience. Everybody's got a little touch inside. It's called a little patience. If you wanna be somebody, touch somebody, have somebody to love. Everybody's got a little bit inside. It's called a little patience. You yourself, and then you'll find a whole world with a little patience. Everybody's got a little bit inside.
It's called a little patience.
Everybody's got a little touch inside.
It's called a little patience.
If you wanna be somebody, somebody, have somebody to love. Everybody's got a little bit inside. It's called a little patience. You can look inside yourself, and then you'll find a whole world with a little patience.
And you have patience, and oh, then everybody's patience with smiley, happy faces, and oh.
You're listening to We Nation Radio.
J.
Jumbo.
Jumbo.
Jumbo sana jumbo.
Jumbo sana
jumbo.
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 Jumbo
sana jumbo.
Jumbo sana jumbo.
Recently, I had an opportunity to visit East Africa, and two of the countries that I visited were Tanzania and also Kenya. Let's hear you pronounce Tanzania.
Tanzania.
And Kenya.
Kenya.
Now, one of the languages spoken there was Swahili.
Swahili.
And I was very, very surprised and very amazed at how courteous the girls and boys were and the adults. Anytime you would pass by anyone, someone would always say hello or jambo. Or let's hear you say that.
Jambo.
And if you wanted to be unusually polite, you would add very much. And that, the word is sana.
Sana.
And you put those together and you'd say, jambo sana.
Jambo sana.
And that was a specially fine hello. This time I'd like for you to just, whatever I say to you, you just say right back to me. And try not to jump the beat. Jambo. Jumbo sana jumbo.
Jumbo sana jumbo.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello everybody. Hello.
Hello everybody. Hello.
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 Hello children. Hello. The Swahili word for children is watoto. Let's hear you pronounce that.
Watoto.
Jumbo.
Jumbo.
Jumbo watoto jumbo.
Jumbo watoto jumbo.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello my good friends. Hello. Sana jumbo.
Jumbo sana jumbo.
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 Jumbo sana jumbo.
Jumbo sana jumbo.
And keep that going.
Jumbo sana jumbo. Jumbo sana jumbo. Jumbo sana jumbo.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O. With a chick, chick here, a chick, chick there, here, chick, there, chick, everywhere, chick, chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some ducks, E-I-E-I-O. With a quack, quack here, a quack, quack there, here, quack, there, quack, everywhere, quack, quack, chick, chick here, a chick, chick there, here, chick, there, chick, everywhere, chick, chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some pigs, E-I-E-I-O. With a oink, oink here, oink, oink there, here, oink, there, oink, everywhere, oink, oink, quack, quack here, quack, quack there, here, quack, there, quack, everywhere, quack, quack, chick, chick here, chick, chick there, here, chick, there, chick, everywhere, chick, chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a Ford, E-I-E-I-O. With a clink, clink here, a clink, clink there, here, clink, there, clink, everywhere, clink, clink, oink, oink here, oink, oink there, here, oink, there, oink, everywhere, oink, oink, quack, quack here, quack, quack there, here, quack, there, quack, everywhere, quack, quack, chick, chick here, chick, chick there, here, chick, there, chick, everywhere, chick, chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm. And on his farm, he had some cows. With a moo moo here, a moo moo there, here, moo there, moo everywhere, moo moo. Old MacDonald had a farm. Old MacDonald had a farm, what a swinging farm. And on his farm, he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O. Chick, chick here, chick, chick there, here, chick there, chick everywhere, chick, chick. Moo, moo here, moo, moo there, moo, there, moo everywhere, moo, moo. Quack, quack here, quack, quack there. Oh, the heck with it. How you gonna feed them down on the farm? By
felt the gravity. I knew that it was true, it's not a dream. I felt my breath go in and out. That's what life is all about. How great can this day be? How great can this day be? I'm alive and I am free. I love to ask this question and let it hang in the air and smile at me. I ask this happy question and leave it there to be unanswered and wide open, and the thing I start to see, the amount of creep is adding up as space infinitely. How great can this day be? How great can this day be? I'm alive and I am free. I love to ask this question and let it hang in the air and smile at me. Idea. I thought, how could it be true? Could anything this simple actually change my point of view? But when I tried it, I believe my life got happier indeed. How great can this day be? How great can this day be? I'm alive and I am free. I love to ask this question and let it hang. Can you imagine there? I'll let it hang in the air and smile at me. How big can this day be?
What would we dance to?
What would we sing to?
How would little babies learn their ABCs?
Oh, no! No twinkle, twinkle, little stars. No old MacDonald had a barn.
And birds would have nothing to say.
No, take me out to the ball game.
And we wouldn't have a heartbeat because we wouldn't know what a beat was.
Life without music.
Life. That's so lame. Man, we wouldn't even have no ringtone.
Shout at the phone wouldn't even ring.
It would just vibrate.
At least nobody'd be able to download your songs.
She's got a point.
Gonna have to do something about this.
It's Auntie Lolita and Uncle Devin on We Nation Radio. And that was Class of 3000 with Life Without Music.
Can you imagine life without music?
No, not in the least.
My favorite part of that is, shorty, the phone wouldn't even ring. And then prior to that, we had our good friend Lori Henriquez with How Great Can This Day Be, off of her Grammy-nominated album, actually. Yes.
Before that, we had Old MacDonald by Ella Fitzgerald.
Queen of scatting. I love it. And speaking of Ella, we had Ella Jenkins with her song, Jumbo.
And prior to that, we had Snook Nook with Patience.
I still think her CD hasn't gotten enough credit. That is a gorgeous, wonderful CD that she put out there. Look up Snook Nook coming to us from the West Coast.
Definitely.
Great, great, great album. And then we had Whippity Hoppity.
I think that's Whoppity.
Whoppity Hippity. No.
Whoppity Hoppity.
Youth Ambassadors Program, Songs for Junior Rangers. And I love that because there's a program by the National Park Service that actually helps children to become and learn about parks. And they can go in, they can become an official junior ranger, learning about the parks and how to protect them and save them. And you can just go to the nationalparkservice.gov and learn more information on how you can sign up and be a part of
it. Yeah,
that.
And I think they start as young as 5, you say?
They say between 5 and 13, although people of all ages can participate.
That's pretty cool.
It really is. And so you can learn more about how to become a junior ranger, and you can go out into the parks and learn and discover so many wonderful things. So you can go to nps.gov and learn more information about how to be a part of that. And then, of course, we opened up with our good friend Secret Superhero, Secret Agent 23 Skidoo with his song Secret Superhero. You know what? I think we want to go into our All One Tribe album again. What you think?
Anytime.
Yes.
You don't even have to ask. And yes, we're going to lead off with Miss Janice and her beautiful song, Say Their Names.
Tyree Crawford, Steffi Clark Hutchinson, Eric Harris, Addison Brown II, Walter Scott, Lamontez Jones, William Chapman II, Junior Prosper, Alexa Christian, Keith Harrison McLeod, Brendan Dominic, Cleveland Coomy, Victor Manny, Tatiana Shannon Farrow, Man, Jonathan Sanders, Christopher Troy Robinson, Freddie Blue, Christopher McCorvey, Taylor, Joseph Mann, Eric Ryan, Reese Day, Salvador Els, Mike, Michael Sanzos, Sandra Bland, Samuel DuBois, Albert, Joseph, Brianna Taylor, Billy Ray, Darius Stewart, George Floyd.
Listening to We Nation Radio Global Beats for Little Feet.
Hello, future.
I don't know about you, but I live on Earth, so every day is Earth Day.
Pick it up, put it back, switch it up, swap it out, pick it up, put it back, switch it up, swap it out, pick it up, put it back, switch it up, switch it up, swap it out, swap it out. Pick it up, put it back, switch it up, swap it out. Pick it up, put it back, switch it up, swap it out. Pick it up, put it back, switch it up, swap it out. Pick it up, put it back, switch it up, swap it out. Pick it up, put it back, switch it up, swap it out. Pick it up, put it back, switch it up, swap it out. Pick it up, put it back, switch it up, swap it out. Yeah, look, we made a mess. Time to pick things up. Bad habits.
switch things up? It's so tragic. Why we still drinking water bottles made of plastic? The least that you can do is get you a refillable. Yeah. The plastic ends up in the ocean killing animals. Yeah. The trash on the land is not biodegradable. Better habits start at home, my dude. How you gonna clean up the earth if you don't clean your room? So pick it up. Pick it up.
Put it back.
Put it back.
Switch it up.
Switch it up.
Swap it out.
Swap it out.
Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Put it back.
Switch it up.
Switch it up.
Swap it out.
Swap it out.
Pick it up. Put it back.
Switch it up.
Swap it out.
Pick it up. Put it back.
Switch it up.
Swap it out.
Yeah. Do you know where your trash goes? To a landfill. But we feel those. Zero waste is the new goal. It's not enough if we just recycle.
Recycle.
Refuse if you don't need it.
I don't need that.
Reuse. Use it again.
Use it again.
Then.
If it breaks, try to repair it.
You can fix that.
When you finish, then you can share it.
Re-gift it.
Donate those old toy shoes and sweaters. One person's trash is somebody else's treasure.
It's time to declutter.
Clutter.
Hold up, wait.
Don't throw it away.
Pass it on to another.
Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Put it back.
Put it back.
Switch it up.
Switch it up.
Swap it out.
Swap it out.
Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Put it back.
Put it back.
Switch it up.
Switch it up.
Swap it out.
Swap it out.
Pick it up. Put it back.
Switch it up.
Swap it out.
Pick it up. Put it back.
Switch it up.
Swap it out. I wish that I could wake up to a world with no pollution. But let's be realistic and talk about solutions. Here's a couple tips we can switch for improvement. If everyone commits, we reduce the carbon footprint.
Turn the running water off when you don't need it. Turn the lights off in the room when you leave it. Try to carpool or use public transportation. Turn the screen off, go outside, enjoy nature.
Compost food scraps to fight the climate change. And shop at farmers markets and support the local flavor. Plant a little garden, something small, nothing major. And when you see some trash on the pavement,
pick it up,
pick it up,
put it back,
put it back.
Switch it up,
switch it up,
swap it out,
swap it out.
Pick it up,
pick it up,
put it back,
put it back.
Switch it up,
switch it up,
swap it out,
swap it out.
Pick it up,
pick it back,
switch it up,
swap it out.
Some of them are big and some of them are really small. Anywhere we want to go, we can take a trip into the impossible. Have you ever seen a bunny bounce, bounce, bounce on the bottom of the sea? Did you know that snails drive around, round, round in Ferraris? I saw three cockatoos chilling by the pyramids. When I asked them what to do, they said I should dance like this. Boogie to the left, boogie to the right, shimmy, shimmy up and down. Boogie all day, boogie all night, until the light goes out. Shadow puppets on the wall, some of them are big and some of them are really small. Anywhere we wanna go, we can take a trip into the impossible. Did you know baby elephants love, love, love swinging on the swings? I'm sure you know that dogs say rough, rough, rough even when they sing.
Don't read the bullet.
Be a lawyer, you can play sports, or you can be a friend. You can get straight A's in every class and then be the school valedictorian. You can be a leader, be a good example to make everybody want to do their best. You can be a TA, you can be a tutor to help kids study for a quiz or a test. Don't be the mean boy, don't be the mean girl. Do things that make kids sad or scared. Everybody need to show a love and just get along and remember these words right here.
Don't be the bully, gotta use your words, make them understand.
Don't be the bully,
gotta find a way.
Every day you should spread love and smile. Help someone out, go the extra mile. Be a good person, be a good friend. Be a good listener, start good trends. You can wear old clothes, you can wear new clothes, and you can still be fresh and fly. You can be a rapper, dancer, a singer, a winner. Listen, as long as you try. You can be the standout kid in the school that tells everybody to grow and be strong. And when the hook comes back, everybody sing along, cause the world need to know this song.
Don't be the bully, gotta use your words, make them understand.
Don't be the bully,
gotta find a way.
You can be a lawyer, you can be a standout kid in the school. You can be a straight A student and take it with some in the school. Just don't be the bully, don't be the bully, don't be the bully, don't.
You're listening to We Nation Radio. I am Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist with Auntie Lolita. And you were just listening to Lil Reggie with Don't Be a Bully.
Before that, we had Shadow Puppets with Genevieve Goings.
Great. She has a great video for that as well. You can go to
check that out.
Yeah, go to Genevieve Goings' website, YouTube page, and check that video. And then, coming off the brand new release CD of Fuch. Spell F-Y-U-T-C-H. And the U actually has those two dots over top of it. So I don't even know what you call that symbol. But that song is called Pick It Up.
I love that. Be as messy as you want to be, but you better pick it up.
That's right. Going back to the Power Rangers in the parks. You drop something out there,
pick it up.
That's right.
Before that, we had DJ Willie Wow with Nothing Wrong with a Black Crayon.
That's right. Off of the All One Tribe album.
There it is again.
You can find so many great music, and that's why we want to bring you several ones and show you the diversity that they have of that one compilation. And then of course we opened up with Miss Janice and Say Their Names. And
yes.
And I'm really going to encourage you to go and take a look at that music video and see it will automatically bring tears to your eyes.
It really will.
Yes.
And that's onetribecollective.org. It's summer reading time.
Yay!
So that means it's time for We Nation Reads.
We got to get to the library to get our books.
That's right. Let us know, what books are you reading this summer?
Yeah, what neat books are you reading? We want to know so maybe we can read them and we can have a discussion about them.
Is it about space?
Dinosaurs?
Cars?
Food?
What else?
Superheroes? You name
flowers?
Sports?
Bugs, insects.
Gotta have books. Sharks.
Books can be about anything you want them to be about.
That's right.
Let your imagination take flight.
Yes, go to imagination land.
Well, today we're going to be featuring Elizabeth Budd Brown and her book, Look at Me.
If you want to be my friend, all you have to do is ask. My name is Reggie, I'm here at last. I'm a good reader, I'm here to let you know. You can become a good reader, so let's go. Reading opens your eyes, so clap your hands. Make a wish, reading opens your eyes, so clap your hands. Make a wish, you can make a wish. Come on, make a wish. Today's story is
Look at Me, written by Elizabeth Budd Brown. Dedicated to my sweetness, Athena. May you always know your own worth and remember that pretty is inside, not outside. Mommy loves you very much and you'll always be my favorite girl. As a little brown girl just sitting on my bed, I wonder about my beauty. Many thoughts race through my head. Sometimes I look in the mirror so long, I start to wonder if I was made wrong. I don't always see faces like mine on TV. While shopping in stores, there's no dollies like me. So I asked my mama to help me to see the beauty that is deep inside of me. She told me to turn from the mirror that day and just look at the body that I used to play. She told me to start from the tip of my toes and look through her eyes at her beautiful rose. Look at my feet, rooted deep into the earth, standing on my ancestors' backs. I know my worth. Look at my legs, so thick and so strong. They're perfect for running. Once I start, I'm gone. Look at my booty, poking out behind. I can shake it to music or sit on it to dine. Look at my tummy, so round and so brown. It holds mama's good cooking, the best that's in town. Look at my arms with my muscles. I'm bad. Perfect for handstands or hugging my dad. Look at my chest, where my heart beats so strong. It helps me to feel and to know right from wrong. Look at my mouth, big lips, and white teeth. They give kisses of love and hold laughter all week. Look at my nose. It is thick and it's large. Descended from Queens, I know I'm in charge. Look at my eyes, beautiful brown, large, and round. Through them I watch, read, and process. The world's my playground. Look at my ears, made to hear music and words, like jazz, funk, blues, soul, and hip-hop. You heard? Look at my eyebrows, bushy and black. They help me to express all the words that I lack. Look at my hair that's been kissed by the sun. It bounces kinks and curls on its own just for fun. Look at my mind, all the wonder inside. Creativity, problem solving, there's nothing I won't try. After viewing myself in all of my majesty, I start to feel different and now see my beauty. Then I look back in that mirror, a different girl I see. I'm a strong and confident black girl, a beautiful me. Look at me. Written by Elizabeth Budd Brown.
Such a powerful story.
Yes, beautiful. Look at me. It's a beautiful cover design for the book as well.
Yeah, self-affirming. And everything that we talk about here at We Nation Radio.
Yes.
For young children, black and brown, to see themselves in the picture, to imagine themselves being anything that they want to be in the world.
Yes, and Elizabeth Budd Brown is a teacher, or as it says, superhero by day, author by night, and whenever she can squeeze it in. And she received her BA history from the University of Massachusetts and her master's in education from Johns Hopkins. She lives in Baltimore.
Okay.
Yeah, where she does a lot of multitasking. But look her up on Instagram. Her Instagram, and I'm going to say it twice, I'm going to say it slowly, is MRSBB underscore the, T-H-E, underscore author. Again, that's M as in Mary, R as in Robert, S as in Sam, B as in boy, underscore T-H-E, underscore author. And the website is a little long, so we can't put that in here, but make sure you check her out. Let her know that you were listening and that you love the story. And we also want to thank Portia Smith with Imagine Me Creative Book Publishing for bringing us these very talented book authors that we bring to you. Thank you, Portia. Well, I hope you like librarians, because I had the opportunity to interview two awesome librarians with the DC Public Library, Carmen Boston and Tora Burns. Let's check this out.
Ms. Boston, I want to start with you. Tell us a little bit about your history and your background, and just in general, leading up to the time you started with the library, well, even since you've been at the library.
Yes, well, first I want to thank you for allowing the library to share more information about the wonderful work that we're doing here and how children and families can participate in summer programs. My librarianship is my second career. I began working as an arts administrator, and I worked for a number of renowned organizations, Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival up in the Berkshires, Wolf Trap Institute for Early Learning. And before I became a librarian, I worked for the Service Organization for Arts Agencies, the National Assembly of State Arts Agencies. And I began as a children's librarian here 10 years ago. So I've been a full-time practicing librarian for 10 and a half years.
And how about you, Tor? Tell us a little bit about your background.
So I am a former educator in Washington, D.C. I taught kindergarten for a few years. Then I transitioned to the nonprofit sector. I worked with children and families that experience homelessness in D.C., providing them with quality play programming. And now I've been at the library for almost 3 months. So
yes,
it's been a lovely experience so far.
Outside of bringing musicians to your location, how else do librarians include music in their offering?
Well, we include music. I'm going to start with talking about the teen program. Our Austin Teen Services Coordinator, Joanna Harris, she has worked with Words, Beats, and Life, and it allows our teens to create music of their own to kind of hone their craft. That's one way that we work with music. And then with our Sing, Talk, and Read program through our early literacy services, we make sure that we include music whenever children are engaging in reading, if it's possible. So the nursery rhymes that you hear, that's all a part of their learning how to read and things of that nature.
What's in store for the Summer Challenge 2021 for children? And I know we're right in the middle of the summer, but talk a little bit about that and other programs that you offer.
So Summer Challenge is a great system-wide program that covers all ages. I like to say from 0 to 109. We encourage everyone to read at least 20 minutes a day. And you can register online or you can go to your local branch and register. And once you register, you just log your reading. And that enters you into a raffle to win gift cards to Politics and Prose. There's a Fresh Farm gift card for our adults. And there's just so many great things that you can do with Summer Challenge. The libraries also have outside programming and virtual programming. That's a big part of Summer Challenge. And then we have the Know Your Power Civic Engagement Contest for teens, where teens can submit their own piece of work, such as poetry, music, photography, and they can win some great prizes that will continue to help them hone their craft and be great at whatever it is that they're doing.
Martin Luther King's DC Public Library location recently went through a modernization. What can visitors expect when they visit?
Well, they can expect a lot. There's so much. I mean, as soon as they walk in, they're probably, especially patrons who have experienced the library before the renovation, I'm sure they will walk in and say, wow. The Great Hall has been renovated, and when you look up at the mural of Dr. Martin Luther King, it's more vibrant because it's been refurbished. So that's one exciting piece. Also, to the left of the Great Hall, the Computer Center has been renovated. So we continue to have a number of computers available for our patrons, as well as small conference rooms for individuals to use to have meetings with their businesses. So it's something that people can reserve with the library if they want some private space. And if you walk in and to your left, and you come in a great hall, is the room with popular books and new books, and it's also going to host a new cafe, so you'll be able to eat in the library.
Really?
In that space, yes, yes, well, yes.
And now, someone told me about a slide that they have there. Is that still there, and can you explain what that is?
Yes, that's one of the highlight features, I should say, of the children's room. It's a slide. It's not open every day. It's going to be a part of special programming, but it is a slide that would take children down from the children's level to the main level. So it's something that you can definitely peek at as you're going up these real winding staircases, which are really, it's art, and it's, I think, is what our new logo was modeled after. And so on each side of the library, we have these really wonderful staircases that when you look at the top, you can look directly down or up. Yeah, so that's really cool. We have a fifth floor now, and that's where our rooftop garden is, and it's open to patrons to come up, and you know, they can do computer work up there because they can access the free Wi-Fi, or if you want to have a break from your office space downtown, you can come up and have lunch. It's also going to be the space where we'll have special events, and it will be open for patrons to rent for special occasions. And we have already had some organizations come and use the space. So that's one wonderful space. We also, it's a lot to tell you about. Mm-hmm. Also, we have a new grand reading room with a really fantastic art installation that you can look up and see. And so it's a new division. And also, we have desks or seating at all the windows, around the windows. So if you want a different view, instead of looking at a bookcase, you can look outside. And that's on any floor that you go to. Also, on the third floor, and floor for exhibits, which is an interactive exhibit for DC. And that's up and running and engaging for all ages. Mm-hmm. Let's see. And we have a new teen space that, and for the teen space, there's separate rooms for them to go in and study or tutor. And we also have these services for adults who would need special spaces to work with someone. Or like, say, for instance, when we offer tax services in the spring.
Yes.
We'll be using these new small conference spaces that will be open for organizations to serve the public. We also have a really wonderful new auditorium. And from someone who comes from the performing arts world, we also have wonderful dressing rooms behind it. So it's great. And it's raked really well, so you don't have to worry about looking over someone's head. So that's a big difference from the auditorium that was down in the basement. But now down in the basement, we have a creative space where it has a music production studio, 3D printing. If you don't have your own sewing machine, there's like three types of sewing machines. So it's called the lab, and it's our new maker space.
Did you all hear all the new and exciting things going on at the library? Well, you have to check them out. I want to thank Carmen Boston and Tora Burns for being our guest, and make sure you go and visit the library. Just go to dclibrary.org. That's dclibrary.org. The Martin Luther King Library is renovated. there are many other libraries that's been renovated. I know they're doing the Lamon Riggs Library right now in my community. So make sure you support them. This is your library. Take full advantage. Again, at dclibrary.org. That's dclibrary.org. Ashe. Well, listen, if you need to reach us, we want to hear from you. Reach us at music@wenationradio.com with two E's or on social media at We Nation Radio. Hit us up.
Hey, if you don't want to miss out on information, join the nation while you're there so you don't miss out on any newsletters or performances.
That's right, because it's not my nation.
It's We Nation.
Well, listen, don't forget that every Monday from 10 to 11 a.m., catch our good friend Joni Eisenberg and To Heal DC, where they talk about healing ourselves, our communities, and our planet right here on WPFW. And also, stay tuned for Donald Temple's Lovethology coming your way right after this show. So make sure you don't go anywhere. Sit back and relax. You don't want to miss it. Well, listen, I am Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And until we meet again, remember that life is a drum.
So beat it!
Goodbye, my new friends, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye, my new friends, we'll see you next time.
Goodbye, my new friends, we'll see you next time.
Play them drums, man. You know I'm gonna see you next time.